And we have community conversation this morning. We have Michelle from the Volunteer Center here, and also Mike from the Homegrown Music Festival. Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Good
How are you
morning.
Doing, Michelle?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So everybody had a good 4th?
It was fabulous.
Good.
Yeah.
Fairly uneventful for us. It was pretty warm out, so to have the kids outside all day was a little bit of a challenge. So we tried to find some air conditioning after the parade, but we had a nice time in the parade. We had a little homegrown music float, so that was a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's talk about you and Michelle. Should we start with Mike?
Absolutely. Mike, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about why you're here today?
Certainly. Well, I think first and foremost, our foundation, the Hometown Foundation, has been trying to be instrumental in bringing live music events to the Washington County area. And we've partnered with the Volunteer Center of Washington County to help provide some volunteers for our events. So a really cool partnership. Gives people an opportunity to volunteer at community events that are kind of family-oriented and are highlighting local Wisconsin musicians. So kind of a unique opportunity. And, you know, we've got events every week throughout the summer at Regner Park. And then our big event is this Sunday, the Homegrown Music Festival. So we're really excited about that and really happy to have a lot of volunteers from the Volunteer Center helping us out throughout the entire year for this series of events, Regner Rocks and the Homegrown Music Festival.
Who's the act for Regner Rocks tonight?
Regner Rocks tonight is Tangled Lines. It's a country band. Some of them are from the West Bend area, Cedarburg, Mequon. A nice, really fun band. And then opening up for them tonight is Jay Matz. Who has played at the Homegrown Music Festival, actually, back in, I think, 2016 is when he was at the Homegrown Music Festival. So, and always on our Thursday nights, our opening act always goes down to the Bend, then the Bend Theater for an encore performance, we call it. So roughly after 9 o'clock, Jay will be down at the Bend.
That's really cool. Mike, you know, I've been at Homegrown over the years and watched that festival grow and become this amazing community event. Can you talk a little bit about how that created or inspired the Hometown Foundation?
Yeah, certainly. That was very much kind of a driving force for that. We saw that our sponsors specifically wanted to make sure that they were contributing to a nonprofit organization to help these events succeed. And, you know, by forming a nonprofit organization, it makes our potential monetary sponsors much more likely to help those events. And so we just decided that, okay, well, if we're going to do these sorts of things, we should probably make it official and form a nonprofit organization. And that really is kind of the end of the story. Once we got that ball rolling, we decided that was really a great decision, and it's helped us realize what our goals are and how to create a mission that's really community-oriented and family-friendly.
Yeah, and speaking about the community, this new foundation for you has really made you have different ways to be part of the community on more than just one weekend. Can you talk about that a little?
Certainly. You know, it started with the Homegrown Music Festival, as you had mentioned, but the people that come to that festival then start realizing, hey, maybe there's other opportunities that we can find for these local musicians to participate in community events. And so a lot of our supporters reached out to us and said, hey, is there an opportunity for a weekly summer music series? And that's where we came up with the Regner Rocks concept to highlight some of these local musicians and give them a platform on a weekly basis to show off their stuff to the community.
Also, we should mention that you were here a couple weeks ago with Steve Theory from the West Bend Public Library, and you put together a display that's available at the library for people who want to find out more about these bands, check out their CDs, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, kind of a neat and unique concept, and Steve was really excited about this opportunity. You know, audio sort of things are really important at the library. You know, books are what typically people think of as the library, but they have computer services, video, audio, things that you can check out. So having an opportunity to put these musicians on a display and having their music readily available to the community is really nice. You know, it's hard sometimes to go through the internet and search local musicians and
bring up the YouTube video and all that
right
stuff.
Yeah. So it seems like, and you get to see the cover art on their albums. It's kind of one of those things that you see a CD and it might enhance you or entice you to grab it and take a listen.
And that display, by the way, is it's down on the first floor of the library. If you're standing at the checkout desk, it's off to your left, right there by the where they usually do have the featured books display. So people want to know where to find it in the library, because I, like I said, I saw it on Friday. So there we are. Shall we? And are you set with volunteers for tonight and for the weekend?
Well, Thursday nights have been a little bit tougher to come by for volunteers, maybe because it's during the week. But our Homegrown Music Festival is pretty well stocked full of volunteers. Most of the folks who have done it in the past just keep showing up and wanting to do it again. They really enjoy that. And much of the same happens on Thursday nights. So if anybody is interested in volunteering, we do have all of our volunteer needs posted on the Volunteer Center's website. And, you know, there's bartending opportunities. There's front gate and customer service sort of opportunities. And just kind of grounds patrol and hanging out with the band and making sure that their beverages and food are stocked behind stage as well. So
Sure. All right. Well, Michelle, what's going on at the Hub?
Yeah, I'm going to throw a little audible and do them in a little different order than what's on our sheet.
Oh.
So hang tight
okay.
with me.
Okay, I'll follow you.
Okay. So I wanted to just highlight the tip jar quickly first, because the Hometown Foundation is part of our July tip jar. So I just want to start off with that. We also have Christian Family Solutions, Roots and Branches, West Bend Baseball Association, and those are the four nonprofits that will be benefiting from the tips that happen at the Hub through our tip jar. Again, and I talk about this every time I come on, our tip jar at the Hub is doesn't go to the baristas. It goes to nonprofits in our community. And we are coming up on a really huge milestone. When I last checked, we were at $99,173.69.
Wow.
That's really close to $100,000 given back to our community through the tip jar.
We were going to get a pool together,
right,
of when you're going to hit $100,000.
Yeah, I think it's coming really, really soon. So what we have done is we're developing a bingo card. It is 100 hours of volunteering for $100,000. And that card will have different volunteering opportunities and ways to get involved in the community. And different things have different amount values, time value.
Okay.
And if you fill up, if you get to 100 hours on the bingo card, you can bring it in and you will win a bag of give back coffee from the Hub.
Cool.
So it's just a fun way to celebrate a big number in a big way and to say thank you to the community for their support.
All right. You've got some new T-shirts or some reordered T-shirts.
Correct. So our new Hub T-shirt flew out the door, especially size small and medium. And so I did a quick reorder on those two sizes. So we are stocked back up. So if you missed out on that first order, they are back in stock.
All right. And also, nominations still open for Champions of Change?
Yes, just a little while yet. We are going to be closing those nominations and starting the process of deciding who the winners are and getting the ball rolling on Champions of Change 2021. It will take place this year at the Bend on September 14th. We're going to be having a live stage show, kind of reminiscent of the Johnny Carson show or the Tonight Show, kind of a variety show. And Mike actually is helping us out a bit with that as well, because, Mike, one of the things you talk about is helping nonprofits, right?
Yeah, any time that there's music needed at an event, I hope folks are interested in reaching out to our organization to help them facilitate that. And this is a really great opportunity, so we really appreciate the Volunteer Center reaching out to us. This variety show, late night talk show style format is going to be a lot of fun, and you know, we're hoping to find the right band to make sure that the you know, you have your stage band who's going to lead you in and out of commercials and do some live performances. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Doc Severinsen, not available.
Not available.
Well, no, but we got the next best thing.
All right. There we go. So, all right. And the Do-Good bus is rolling, Michelle.
It is. It has not been. Well, it took our Camp Superhero kids on an outing, but it hasn't been out for a community ride in quite some time.
Yeah.
So we're excited to get that bus back on the road on July 17th. There are still a few seats available on that ride, and it is a family-friendly ride. It's a ride I've done in the past. It's super fun to be a part of. You're going to go away from your day knowing that you've helped some people get past a hurdle or
Something along those lines.
Yeah. And as a reminder, we like to kind of keep the rides for the Do Good Bus a little secret. They're not a great secret, but it's part of the fun. So
right.
We are hoping that you would like to hop on the Do Good Bus and be part of that.
And also, maybe you'd like to hop into the driver's seat.
Yes. A large part, of course, of the bus is our driver. And we are, you know, many hands make light work, right? So we are always looking for adding a few drivers to our list. It really helps us make bigger impact in the community and in the nonprofit world.
Michelle, is a CDL required to be a driver on that bus?
Yeah, thank you for asking, Mike. Yes, it is a requirement. From my knowledge, there is a difference between a CDL and a school bus driver's license. You do not need the school bus driver's license. You just need the CDL. The bus stays in Washington County, and you'll be driving people of all ages.
There we go. And again, go to... Who should they get in touch with if they want to find out more?
Right. You can go to the Volunteer Center's website, volunteernow.net, or you can contact Sheldon at the Volunteer Center directly, and the number there is 262-338-8256. Sheldon's extension is 702.
All right. And I'm guessing, as usual, we have a couple of needs of the week, some nonprofit highlights. We've got time for a couple of those.
Yeah. Feeling crafty? You can cheer up some senior residents at the Gardens of Hartford. They're looking for door decorations. So this is a great idea for families and friends or neighbors to get together and create some door decorations for the residents there in Hartford. You can either mail those things to Christy at the Gardens of Hartford or drop them on off at the Volunteer Center, and we'll make sure that Christy gets them.
All right. Mike, do you have one?
Yeah, bang, and they're off. Do you like to help with games? Do you like to spend time with others? Would you like to be in charge of running a game of horse racing at the Samaritan campus of Washington County's residential care apartment complex? The residents are a lot of fun, and they will make you want to come back for more.
All right. And Michelle?
Yeah, Elevate is having their 11th annual fundraiser Under the Influence of Adrenaline race series, and they need your help. They still, this is a race that has a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and a full marathon, and it's actually one of the marathons that is makes it that you can go to the Boston Marathon.
Right.
Yeah, so that it's a really kind of a big deal for Washington County. And they do need some volunteers to help make the participants safe and to make sure that everybody stays hydrated. So they have hydration stations. They have food stations. They have people cheering on the runners. So it's a great fun day to be a part of.
Do you know what the date is on that?
I didn't put it on there. Oh, yes, I do, actually. It is the 17th.
You know, I wondered about that. I wondered about that.
That is funny. Huh, coincidence, I think not.
All right, and Mike, one more?
Yeah, absolutely, and this is one that I think is a community favorite and has been a long-running tradition. It's German Fest, so the Habitat of Humanity, Habitat for Humanity of Washington and Dodge Counties are holding their annual German Fest here. There are many ways to volunteer throughout the weekend. Shift opportunities for different time frames and different areas of the event are available. Give as little or as much as you'd like, depending on your shift that you select. Better yet, volunteer as a group. That'll knock out a bunch of their needs as a group. That's certainly not a problem. Make sure to contact the Habitat for Humanity, and they'll try their best to work out a time for everybody to kind of work together. It's always fun to work with your friends and family rather than working with some new faces is always fun as well. But
yeah,
a lot of times people get excited about getting a chance to work with their friends and families.
It's true.
Right. Well, we've got those four interesting volunteer opportunities, but I'll bet there's a place where you can find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
And the list is growing. Yes, volunteernow.net. We have a list of volunteer opportunities. There are new ones on there every time I go on to check. And really creative new ways to get involved. It's exciting to see our community working together for good.
All right. And again, volunteernow.net, or they can stop by at the Volunteer Center office and the
Hub. Yes, and we're located at 303 Water Street. That is near downtown West Bend. Or give us a call at 262-338-8256. And we're waiting to help you out and help you find a great volunteer match.
All right, sounds good. Mike, can you give us the website, Facebook, et cetera, for your stuff?
Yeah, you bet. The overarching website would be www.hometown.foundation. That'll give you kind of an overview of all of our events, but more specifically, the Homegrown Music Festival has its own website as well. That's homegrownmusicwi.com.
All right. Thank you very much. Good to see you again. Michelle, good to see you too. And we're going to adjust. Usually we're here every other, the second and fourth Thursdays, so we got to adjust because
right.
I'm going to be gone on the 22nd, so we'll get back to you on our rescheduled date.
Absolutely.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Michelle.
Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Rick.